The year was 1936. It was the Summer Olympics, and Jesse Owens was favored to win the long jump. He was favored because just the year before, he set a new world record in the long jump at 26 feet, 8 1/4 inches. So on the day of the long jump, he came out to start warming up just for the qualifiers of it. And as he's warming up, in the corner of his eye, he sees a tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed German. And he's warming up too. And he's jumping in the 26-foot range. All of a sudden, Jesse Owens starts getting nervous, getting anxious inside. He knows how important it is for the Germans to show that they're superior. Remember what year this is. And so he starts becoming self-conscious of that. And as he's staring, before he knows it, all of a sudden, he comes over to him. And he introduces himself as Lutz Long. The two of them start chatting. And Long says to him, well, you should be able to qualify with your eyes closed. And then goes on to suggest to him that why don't you just take it easy on the qualifiers? In fact, instead of taking a chance, why don't you set your mark a few inches before the takeoff board and just easily go in? He took that advice and easily qualified, went on to set an Olympic world record in the long jump, took home 2 gold medals. And when he won, the first person to walk over and congratulate him was Lutz Long in full view of Adolf Hitler. Jesse Owens never saw Long again because he died in World War II. But he did say this about their friendship. He says, you could melt down all the medals and cups I have, and they wouldn't be a plating on the 24-karat friendship I felt with Lutz Long. Friendships, relationships, being connected to other people. It's part of who we are as human beings. In fact, it's how God created us. God created us to be in relationships, to be connected to one another. This morning, we start a new series of messages, and it goes along with our mission of engaging all people to be passionate followers of our risen Savior. It is our risen Savior that we celebrated last week because he went into the grave on Friday, but he rose victorious on Sunday. And now we follow him, but how do we become passionate followers of our risen Savior? We've identified 4 ways. 4 environments in which we can grow in that relationship and we can become passionate followers. Develop, worship, answer, and today we focus in on connect. Connecting with fellow believers. What we discover is that we are created to be connected. From the very beginning of time, mankind was created to be connected with one another. When God created the universe and everything in it, he created Adam, he created all the animals, had Adam go through and name all of them, and then at the end he says, but it's not right. There's something missing. The world isn't perfect yet. And so Genesis records this for us in chapter 2. Then the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I'll make a helper fit for him. It's not right. It's not good that human beings should live in a vacuum, should be alone. So he created Eve so that the two of them could be connected, so that they could have a relationship. Now, I know some have suggested that Adam was kind of the prototype and then God got it right with Eve. I'm just trying to score points with the female population, that's all. Don't worry about it. Not sure I buy into it. The whole point is that we are created to be in relationship and created to be connected. Listen to the psalmist in Psalm 133. He says, behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. When we are in friendships and connected to one another. Or Proverbs says this, A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Doesn't say much about the sibling relationship, but the friend relationship, it's all positive. A friend loves at all times. What I'm saying is, from the very beginning, God created us. It is part of who we are to be in relationships, to be connected with one another. Therefore, passionate followers connect. Passionate followers of the risen Savior, they connect with one another because we're connected in Christ. We have a common connection in Christ. Listen to what Paul said to the church at Rome, Rome chapter 12. And so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Each of us are individuals, but we share this common faith. We have a common friend who is Jesus, our Savior. You might recall Jesus talking to his disciples said that it's rare that a friend would lay down his life for his other friends, but Jesus says, I'll lay down my life for you. Jesus is your friend, Jesus is my friend, and he laid down his life for us on Friday, only to pick it back up again on Sunday when he declared a victory over sin, death, and the grave, and he shares that victory with us. Now, all of us share a common faith, we share a common connection. So those of you who know one another have a connection. Those of you who sit on opposite sides and have no idea who the person is on the other side, but you still have a common connection. Your friends that go to other Christian churches, you have a common connection. In fact, we have a common connection worldwide with anyone who calls Jesus their Savior. I've had the privilege of meeting Christians in Japan, Guatemala, and Uganda. Different lands, different cultures, different language. But immediately there was a bond. Immediately there was a connection because we have a common connection in Christ. So what does that common connection mean for us then? It means that we're connected to complement one another. We're better together. We're stronger together. Great example from the Old Testament would be Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron were better together. Moses was a strong leader, not a very good public speaker. Aaron was a great public speaker, not a really strong leader. You might remember, Moses, he's arguing with God of why he can't go back to Egypt. I still can't quite get over that, by the way, but that's his business. He argued with God, I'm not going to go back to Egypt. Finally, his last ditch effort, he says, but I don't speak well. He says, I stumble all over my words, I'm no good at that. And he says, don't worry about it. I'm bringing Aaron here to compliment you, right? So Aaron comes along. Aaron obviously is a gifted public speaker. But now Aaron is not a strong leader. Do you remember the golden calf incident, right? The people talk him into that. Moses is gone for a while, and before you know it, you know, there's chaos in the camp. But together, they're a dynamic duo. Strong leader in Moses, public speaker in Aaron. You see, we complement one another, right? Pastor Mark and I, we complement one another. I don't have his gifts. I can't do his job as well as he does it because we complement one another. God knows I can't do Joel's job, right? And Joel doesn't want my job, but we complement one another. In fact, the entire team here at Risen Savior, God has assembled a gifted group of people, and we all complement one another, and we're stronger together, and we're better together. Who in your life complements you? Who in your relationships makes you better than just you? I got to share something that's really cool. I saw several spouses looking at each other. That's awesome. It's just casual observation. That's cool, right? Because that's how we were designed and created, to complement one another, right? We're connected to complement. We're connected to encourage one another, to walk alongside one another in life. Listen to what the Hebrews writer says. And let us consider how to stir one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but to encourage one another. Everybody needs someone to walk alongside of them. All of us at times hit the valleys in life. Maybe you're dealing with a long-term illness, and each day is just a grind and it's wearing you down. Maybe you're suffering from a loss of a loved one, loss of a relationship, loss of a job. Maybe there's tension and strife in the family. All of us go through valleys in life, but we don't have to go it alone. We don't have to face it alone. Yes, absolutely, God is there with us. But more times than not, what God does is he puts another human being into our lives. Someone who is there to listen to us. Someone who gives us just the encouraging word that we need to hear. Or maybe they just put their arm around us and they pat us on the shoulder, and that's exactly what we needed. You see, we're connected to encourage one another, to say we're not alone. We have this common connection in Christ, and so we can draw on his strength together and face life together. Stay connected. Stay connected. That's what the Hebrew writer says. He says some are in the habit of not meeting together anymore. He said, don't let that happen to you. Certainly, he's talking about worship, and we want to gather together as God comes to us and we respond back to him, but also so that we can stay connected to one another. Sometimes, the most important moment on a Sunday morning doesn't happen in here. It happens on the patio. Sometimes the most important moment, maybe for you or someone that you reach out to, doesn't happen in here, but it happens over a cup of coffee as you just walk alongside of them and as you encourage them. Can you think of someone that needs some encouragement? Does anyone come to mind that may be struggling right now? That just a word, a handshake, arm on the shoulder? We're connected to encourage. We're connected to mentor. We're connected to pour into each other and build each other up in our relationship. Great example of that is Elijah and Elisha. I figure that's a joke from God that he put two guys with names so similar together, all right? But it's Elijah with a J and Elisha with an S. Elijah is the great prophet that went up against the prophets of Baal, called down fire from heaven, consumed all of the offerings. You remember that story, right? Then God brings into his life a young man called Elisha. And then Elijah pours into Elisha. There's this mentor-type relationship between the two of them. And for years, then Elijah pours into Elisha, and Elisha drinks it all in, and he learns from him. To the point that Elijah one time says, I want you to stay here. I'm going a great distance away. So you stay, I'll go. This is how Elisha responded to that in 2 Kings chapter 2. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. Elisha valued that mentor relationship so much, he said, I won't leave you. No way. Eventually, Elijah goes to heaven. And then Elisha becomes a great prophet in and of himself because Elijah took the time to mentor him. So the question is, who is your Elijah? Who do you look to as a spiritual mentor? They may not even know it. Who do you look to that the way they live and the things that they do, that feeds your soul and that makes you stronger and your relationship stronger with God? I've had lots of them in my life, not least of which is Pastor Hal and Pastor Jim right here over the last couple years. They've walked beside me and poured into me. Who do you look to? And then who is your Elisha? Who are you mentoring? Who are you pouring into? Who are you walking alongside of? You see, we got an incredible opportunity here at Risen Savior. The mixture of people that God has brought together here, and we can all walk alongside one another. We've got those of us in the 55-plus range. You see, I don't know what to politically correct call that group, right? So I'm just tossing myself in there, saying those of us in the 55-plus range, right? And then we've got the winter visitors who come and add so much to us. And then we've got the young families that are here. Now think of the great opportunity that can happen as we do ministry together, as we serve together, as we are then able to mentor one another, right? So who is someone that you can walk alongside of? Maybe there's a young person in your life that you can walk alongside and you can pour into them. And what's going to happen is, as you pour into them, you're going to get even more out of it yourself. Because as we mentor somebody else, our own faith and our own relationship with God grows stronger. Why? Because we were created to be connected. That's why. We have a common connection in Christ. And so we're connected to encourage one another. We're connected to compliment one another. We're connected to mentor one another. So that as our relationship strengthens, also our relationship with God strengthens as well. Here's the challenge. We're going to get out of here early. I can see that already. So you thought you were going to get to IHOP early, didn't you? Yeah, I just squashed that. Here's your challenge. Meet somebody new today. You're bound to find somebody, right? Meet somebody new, introduce yourself to them, spend 5 minutes just getting to know them. Who knows? It might be a new connection. And God created us to be connected. Amen. Would you stand and pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us the way that we are, made for relationships, made to connect with one another. We praise and thank you that we're connected to your Son, Jesus, that we can call him not only our Savior, but our friend. And now help us to cherish the connections that we have and even make new ones. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.